When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
On this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown.
What kind of issues were you dealing with in the apartment?
Basically, both of my ceilings collapsing in both bathrooms.
How did you lock yourself out naked?
What?
Do you have any dental training yourself?
I've had one or two people, just like friends, look at my teeth, put rubber gloves on, and see if my teeth are loose.
Your only other option would be to take them to court. I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hey, everyone, this is Get Judged by Byron Brown, and I'm Byron Brown, and with me, as always, is Donya, the Duchess, taking your calls. We got another great show lined up to you, so let's get into it. What we got, Donya?
Byron, all I can say about this one is New York is in the house. You excited about it?
I'm very excited.
You should be. It's going to be a really good one. Jane, you are on with Byron Brown, our attorney, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Hi. I had, in the past, problems with my landlord, you know, regarding repairs and also harassment. I just wanted to know what are my legal options I can take against my landlord and against my super.
What kind of issues were you dealing with in the apartment?
Basically, both of my ceilings collapsing in both bathrooms. And basically, the living room also as well, the ceiling collapsing and breaking. I also have photos and documentation I can prove. And also, because of what was going on, I had to get my local senator involved, but nothing has been resolved since.
Did they all collapse at the same time?
Yeah, well, I live in an Art Deco building, so my building, the inside, I guess, like, of the plumbing and the pipes is pretty old and corroded, and my landlord, unfortunately, is not, you know, really on top of it as he should.
Now, Jane, so I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. When you say roof collapsed, I'm thinking your roof is now on your floor. Is that what happened, or is it that it flooded and then the roof has collapsed in spots?
It was, and I basically had damages, like 75% of my apartment, like some of my furniture was lost, and as well as my belongings. So and also my kitchen was damaged as well.
Did the landlord replace everything, fix the roof?
Not entirely.
What do you mean by not entirely? What's still happening over there?
He just basically patched up, you know, both bathrooms and the ceiling in the living room. But my cabinets in the kitchen have black mold and he refuses to change that.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering if you're dealing with mold issues.
I am.
Now, the other thing I think you said is he was harassing you. Please detail that for us. How was he harassing you?
Well, 3 years ago when the pandemic happened, I had an issue where he came in and unfortunately I locked myself out of the apartment and the handyman that were supposed to come and took video of me nude and send it to my landlord. And unfortunately my super was exposing me to my neighbors. And the only
Wait. We can't skip over that. What?
Yes.
Can you repeat that for me? Because I want to make sure I heard it clearly.
Yes, basically, I locked myself out of my apartment and I had no clothing. And instead of my landlord, not my landlord, I'm sorry, my super and my handyman helping me. They just took recorded video of me and sent it to my landlord and also passed it around in my building. And the only reason I found out, because my neighbor told me.
How? I have questions, but how did you lock yourself out naked?
Well, my door has a slam lock, and unfortunately, they were supposed to come in into the apartment, and I was telling the guy to just, like, wait, like, I need to get dressed, because also my landlord does not schedule when he comes in. When he does the repairs, he just never give us notice or anything. He just comes in whenever he feels like it.
Jane, okay, I understand that the door has a slam lock, but how did you end up buck naked in the hall outside of your apartment for that door to close?
Well, I didn't, like I said, my door has a slam lock, and I was taking a shower when they were coming in, and I was telling the guy, you guys need to just relax because I'm taking a shower. And the guy was like, oh, we don't care, we're going to leave. And I was like, what? But anyway, the whole point is like the door basically slam lock. And then I had to basically go to my neighbor's house to call my family so that way I can get access to my apartment.
Do you think that you're getting harassed because you're a woman?
Yes. And also to my religious beliefs. Basically, I'm disregarded and I'm always gaslighted every time I ask questions regarding my repairs or when he can come in. He's like, oh, can I speak to someone else in your family? Meanwhile, I'm the head of household.
So in New York, they have housing court. And what housing court will do is you can file the complaint. You're still living there. I would file a complaint with housing court. And what the judge will do is the judge will listen to all of your concerns, because that landlord has a duty to provide you with habitable living conditions, the warranty of habitability. And what the court's going to do is they'll listen to everything that you've said. You got pictures, I'm assuming. You got documentation
Everything. Of
the interactions Everything. You had. You print off that unfortunate picture that was circulated about you, because not only will housing court order the landlord to not be a slumlord and fix the issues that definitely need fixing, but that housing court will also deal with the harassment issue and / possible discrimination issue. It won't cost you much money, and it's an efficient way to get something immediate. And that's exactly why housing court is there, because the courts want you to be able to deal with these issues quickly and efficiently for this exact reason that you're going through.
Slumlord
needs to be taken to court, Jane. Really appreciate the call. Thank you. And here's my closing statement. She shoots. She scores.
Yay, a win.
A win, but sad circumstances,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
But she definitely has rights that she should pursue.
Yeah.
When the court hears everything, I mean, man, that behavior is horrible. It's really hard to believe that people are still acting like this in this day and age.
I know, and it happens far too often. We hear it all the time. It's pretty wild.
But it still happens because people don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So hopefully Jane takes her advice and exercises her rights and takes the slumlord to housing court.
Go get him, New Yorker, and make sure you wear a towel next time.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Welcome back, Danya. What do we got?
Okay, this one may seem a little strange, but I feel like there's probably a lot of callers out there who can relate. So are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we got Robert on the line. Robert, you're on with attorney Byron Brown. What's your question?
My question is, what legal right do I have to my dental records in a state that I live in now for 10 years and a past state that I lived in for 20 years.
What's the state you currently live in, and what's the state you used to live in, Robert?
I live in Tennessee right now, and I resided in Pennsylvania before that for about 20 years.
Okay. Who's refusing to give you your dental records? The dentist in Pennsylvania or the dentist in Tennessee?
Both of them. I have not received any records, and I called the dental offices to get applications for dental record release forms properly from each dentist and filled them out properly, sent them to them. They acknowledged they got them, but they refused to turn over records.
Now, what's your interest in your own dental records? Was there something that happened that caused you to want to obtain these records?
When I got to Tennessee, I did my normal cleanings, scheduling and things like that. But when I got in the dentist office, they started refusing to do cleanings and said I had very bad gum disease. And I was unaware of this since I did cleanings in Pennsylvania twice a year for the last maybe 10 years. So I just prompted myself to start requesting the dental records to see if their information was accurate. And I even went as far as getting a second opinion.
What do you mean their information's accurate about the gum disease?
Correct.
Do you have any dental training yourself?
I do not.
Okay. What are you relying upon to think that the advice they gave you was incorrect?
Because I've never had that in my history of problems. And like I said, I did two cleanings a year, kept up on my teeth for the last 10 years before I moved to Tennessee almost a decade ago. And then his request was that I had such bad gum disease, he wanted to remove 32 teeth.
So you go? Did you go and get a second opinion?
I did.
And what was the second opinion?
The second opinion was that.
The same thing that the original dentist said.
Right. So this is the thing. Every state requires dentists to maintain your records for a period of time. Typically, that's within the 7-year range, give or take. So your dentist in Pennsylvania, if they don't have your records anymore, they didn't have a legal obligation to keep your records. However, the dentist within Tennessee that you've seen for less than 7 years, they definitely have a duty to turn over those records. And I would report them to the local dentist association and see if they can encourage these dentists to do the right thing. If not, your only other option would be to take them to court.
So I also feel like what you're telling us is that you went to one dentist who told you that you had this gum disease and that you have to pull your teeth. And then you got a second opinion that basically said the same thing. And you also told us that you haven't had a cleaning in 5 years. So is there just a chance that maybe these dentists are right in saying that you have to get your teeth pulled after not having the proper care for them in 5 years?
I'm going to say no. Because the last dentist that I was at refused to do any work, saying my teeth were also loose, like I had bone loss. And I understand what they're trying to tell me, but I've had one or two people, just like friends, look at my teeth, put rubber gloves on, and see if my teeth are loose.
So that's not really how this works. Yeah. You know, you need a real dentist. Now, this is the thing. Just because you disagree with the dentist, just because your friends with rubber gloves on disagree with the dentist, doesn't mean that the dentist is doing everything wrong. Actually, everything that you're telling me leads me to believe that these dentists believe that if they clean your teeth, they're going to do more harm than good. They don't want to get sued. They don't want to get in trouble. And so that's why they're not going to do anything to your teeth. And the fact that you didn't get a cleaning for 5 years, I mean, it leads me to believe that your teeth might not be in the best condition. Yeah. And I don't mean that to be rude, but if your teeth aren't in the best condition, then no dentist is going to want to touch them because they're worried about a lawyer coming up and saying, hey, listen, were these teeth not healthy enough to get cleaned? And if you did, why did you go ahead and clean them? And that's what they're concerned about. It's not personal to them. They just don't want to do more harm than good. Hey, Robert, can you do me a favor? Rate your teeth, with 10 being the most healthiest teeth to 1 being the least. How would you rate your smile?
Right now, about a 7.
Okay. You know, unfortunately, the dentists, just like doctors, they don't have to give you the exact medical treatment you want. It's their duty to ensure that the medical treatment they do give you doesn't do more harm than good. Unfortunately, from what it sounds like, they're trying to save you future trouble. You may disagree with that, but just because you disagree with it doesn't mean you have a legal leg to stand on and doesn't mean that the dentist is doing anything wrong. Thanks for the call, Robert. Not worth your time. You know what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Robert has summer teeth. Summer here and summer there.
Oh my gosh.
That's not a 7 out of 10. You telling me that's a 7 out of 10?
That is such a dad joke.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's a good one.
Yeah, it is a really good one. You should bank that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, from everything that he's saying, my sister actually works in the dental field.
Right.
And I feel like from everything he's saying, if your insurance is telling you should get a cleaning twice a year at minimum, and you're telling me you didn't do it in 5 years, that is 10 cleanings of buildup that you missed. And the damage that that can do to your gums and your teeth and not flossing and rotting. I mean, to me, I'm a big believer in trusting the person that went to school and got the degree and did the work to get that degree. If they are telling you something, then sure, get a second opinion. But if the second opinion is the same as the first, then I'm going to guess, Robert, that they're right, you're wrong.
You know how other people get in trouble too, is they get onto the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they search for these things, and then all of a sudden they think they're a dental expert based off their internet research. And then all your friends are going to give you kind of the advice you want to hear, right?
Like,
hey, put the rubber glove on, or my teeth, they're not loose. Your friends aren't going to give you that advice because it's hard to give that to people. And I guess that's why we're here, to give the hard advice.
I agree. Stop looking at things on the internet, you guys. Trust the doctor sometimes.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.